There's nobody that knows more about Santa Rosa than she does. Please welcome with me, Gay LeBaron, to the studio. Good morning, Gay.
Good morning. Thank you. You know, you think I might know about Santa Rosa, but I just want to point out I'm late, obviously. I'm out of breath. Because I live 6 blocks from here, roughly.
Okay.
And it took me 15 minutes to get here because of all the traffic.
Farmer's Lane. Ah,
yeah.
Yes.
I come the side street out onto it, and I waited at stoplights for a long time.
Well, fortunately, some people are worth waiting for, and you fall into that category.
Thank you.
And
well, it's just an indication to me of how Santa Rosa has become a city.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than it was in 1937 when KSRO first went on the air.
Boy, is that the truth.
No question about that. Gay, of course, along with Joanne Mitchell, has written a couple of books. One is Santa Rosa, a 19th century town. The other, Santa Rosa, a 20th century town, among others. And I was happy to find out that that you had a few mentions of KSRO in your book The 20th Century Town.
Well, of course, and you know, it's historic not only in the sense of Sonoma County in the area that you serve, but it was the first commercial station north of San Francisco Bay.
So, yeah, it was the first one and the only one for a while.
Oh God, for a long time.
Yeah,
I mean by radio standards.
And you write about, of course, the guy behind KSRO and behind so many other things in Sonoma County was Charles Finley.
Ernest Finley. Yeah, he was, you know.
He liked the media.
He loved the media. And, you know, I'm sure that he had a really soft spot for radio because he loved performance.
Mm-hmm.
Even before he bought the Press Democrat when he was just a kid, he was doing the publicity, if you will, they didn't call it that then, for the Athenaeum, which was our big what do you call it? It was on the circuit, not only the vaudeville circuit, but the classic circuit went down in the 1906 earthquake. But that was his baby until he had a chance to buy the PD.
Okay, so he bought the Press Democrat and obviously put together the station that would become KSRO.
Yeah.
And he was the guy. I have the words that he spoke, the first words that he spoke, and we'll do that on the 19th, which is the actual anniversary day. But he was the one who was there behind the microphone.
Exactly. And actually, of course, you know, it was actually the Sonoma Democrat that he bought. The Press part came later. But that was 1897. So it was a long time before.
Yeah.
But even before the radio, he was gathering people in, you know, crowds would gather around the Press Democrat office, and he would broadcast with the help of a megaphone, not a megaphone, but an amplifier.
It was a little like not stereo, but speaker at that time.
Yeah,
and he
would broadcast the election returns every year.
Mm-hmm.
And people would come down and stand outside the building to hear it.
It's pretty amazing, as I've been doing a lot of research since all of this came up, of course, and I've been absolutely fascinated. One of the things, in addition to all of the people who have come through the station, and of course, we can't talk about KSRO ever without talking about Jim Grady.
No, you cannot.
I mean, the quintessential voice of Sonoma County.
Exactly. And he had an amazing following. Well, it wasn't amazing because he earned it.
44 years
of consistency. He never changed the whole time. I mean, maybe he got a little worse as time went on in terms of some of the chances he took on the air.
Yeah.
But he got a little more confident, let's put it that way. But he was, he was an institution.
And, an inspiration for many. I mean, you know, part of the conversations that we've been having through the course of this, Gay, is with Alex Stone, who is such a great example
exactly.
of, you know, coming up as a young pup at 13 and working with Grady.
I remember when his mother used to have to drive him to his, to cover things,
because
to fires.
Because he didn't have his license yet.
That's right.
Why do you think a station like KSRO was and is so important to the community?
I think it's the same reason that newspapers are important. I think that they build community. I mean, you can't say that Grady, for example, didn't build a community around him of people who followed him for a variety of reasons. Some because he was funnier than hell.
Yeah.
Some because he was a sportscaster of you know, I mean, he kept people up on that. And some just because they needed that community boost, you know. I mean, in other words, that bring together boost. And I think newspapers do the same thing. They created.
It's an interesting day to talk about that particular connection, as you know, it's September 11th, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, we all became connected in a certainly in a for a reason we didn't want to be, but the end result of it was on September 11th that we really gave a damn about each other.
That's true.
And as you're talking about, you know, creating bonds with your community, I think it's a very similar thing.
Oh, I think so too. I was listening to the radio on my way over here and hearing the San Francisco police chief, not police chief, fire chief, talk about 9/11. And of course, San Francisco sent firemen, as every, you know, lots of people did.
Yes.
And tearing up, you could hear him when he talked about the firemen that lost their lives, mm-hmm. the 300 and some firemen that died back there. So that's a community of a profession, but there's
yes.
all kinds of those clumps, and certainly people who live in close proximity.
Yeah.
Are among them.
Well, it's a great for me. You know, I've been around here a long time, but it's great for me to be a part now of this great legacy that has been KSRO for 80 years going forward. And I know that that we first broadcast out of the Press Democrat building.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Upstairs. Yeah.
Yeah, and so there's a great, you know, there's been a long-standing connection between, you know, commitment, certainly the Press Democrats' commitment to the community and KSRO's as well. Are you just going to keep writing until there are no words left, Gay LeBaron?
I ask myself that often. I asked myself that this morning because I'm leaving the country for a couple of weeks and I have to leave a column behind me and I haven't finished it yet. So and I keep thinking to myself, how long are you going to do this? But you know, well, first of all, I like to tell the old stories, and if I didn't have an audience, I guess I'd talk to my dog more than I do. But it's nice to have some place, particularly since I've been widowed. It's great to have something to do in the morning that isn't just purely social, that someplace I have to go and do it. That's good for me. It keeps me from feeling sorry for myself.
Well, you know how they say there's appointment television. Well, you're appointment readership in the Press Democrat when your columns come out. And that's been the case for a long, long time now. In fact, you know, I think that KSRO is really, you know, a gem in this community. And I think that you are a shining example of that as well.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to have. In fact, it's imperative that we have storytellers. And we're glad to have you. Thanks for being here this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. I've been in here with Grady in this studio, and it's nice to keep coming back.
Yeah, I'm sorry there's no alcohol. But other than that, we're still happy to have you here.
Thank you very much.
That is Gay LeBaron. You read her in the Press Democrat, of course, and of course all of her books that she's written about Santa Rosa and Sonoma County at large. So happy to have her as part of KSRO's 80th anniversary celebration. Thanks for being here too.